the legality of drone strikes, whether they're on insurgents or combatants, whatever you want to call them, or civilians, is really under question. And that's why I think, personally, that the UN investigation that they're going to undertake is very welcome, because perhaps it will be the first time that there will be a very public, objective investigation into the legality of drone strikes.
If we separate out the issues, though, if Americans, say, go into Pakistan with the drone and they kill and target insurgents, al-Qaeda operatives, etc., they don't kill any civilians, why is that legally questionable?
First of all, international law prohibits the use of force by one state against or in the territory of another. So on one level, the use of a drone strike is clearly a use of force by the United States in Pakistan. And there's a question as to whether Pakistan is actually consenting, and that seems to be under scrutiny at the moment as well. The US has taken the attitude to date that Pakistan has impliedly consented at the very least. If it hasn't consented, then that's a straight-out prohibited use of force. The US, still on that point, the US argues, of course, that this is a war, an ongoing war on terror, even though they don't use those terms anymore. They still take that attitude.
Yes, they say it's a global war, so that it doesn't matter where the enemy is, that they can they can attack the enemy. What's wrong with that argument?
They say that they're therefore acting in self-defense against the terrorist attacks that they've suffered over the years. Well, what's wrong with the argument is it doesn't really fit into the usually traditionally accepted rules of the use of force and self-defense. Terrorism and the use of force against terrorism just does not fit into the classic rules on the use of force. These are targeted killings. They're not actions taken to repel an attack that's occurring, which is the traditional notion of the use of self-defense to justify what would otherwise be an illegal use of force. These are actions taken many months, years sometimes, after a particular attack has occurred. And these are just actions taken as part of a notional war. So they don't fit into the traditional notions of war at all.
Yes, well, we know that many civilians have been killed in some of these remote-controlled strikes. Presumably that's an even worse transgression in international law.
It is. If it's accidental, unavoidable, proportional to the military advantage gained, then the laws of war say that that is unfortunate but not unlawful. But there is evidence that the United Nations Special Rapporteur, the one that you were referring to, Ben Emmerson, who's going to conduct this inquiry, he was referring to specifically, there have been reported instances of funerals targeted where 20 or more civilians have been killed at a time. And in his view, and it's hard to disagree, that would be contrary to the laws of war. That would be a war crime. If civilians are being either targeted or attacks where it's known there will be undue civilian casualties are carried out nevertheless, those sorts of actions are contrary to the laws of war and illegal at international law.
Do we have any idea? We know that Obama has greatly stepped up drone strikes around the world. Do we have any idea how many civilians have been killed in this way?
Certainly, according to Ben Emmerson, who gave the speech that you're referring to a week or so ago, at least 500 civilians in Pakistan so far already. And they're only the ones that we know about. So several hundred, it does appear to be the case already.
Even if we leave aside the legalities, why do you think the drone strike program has been seemingly so accepted by the public in the United States?
I don't know the answer to that. I haven't really seen any in-depth investigations into that. But I think one reason might be that on the positive side of drone strikes, if there can be such a thing, there is the quite strong argument that they can be more targeted than any other form of weapon, and that therefore they could minimize civilian or reduce civilian casualties in a way that more conventional weapons cannot. And there is also, of course, and I think that we would feel the same way if this applied to us, that the more drones are used, then of course the fewer actual boots on the ground are used, and therefore the less risk there is to United States soldiers on the ground. So that might be a reason for the greater acceptance by the public, if that is the case.
Do you think, though, the UN investigation of any sort will actually have any impact? Is it just grumbling by a few people who are concerned about legal technicalities?
No, I disagree. I think this is an issue of concern to a number of people across the world, and not just lawyers. Lots of human rights organizations and the public in many states as well. There are court cases going on that are reported challenging the legality of these strikes in differing ways. So my own view is that a United Nations investigation, a thorough one that's properly reported as it will be, would be very welcome, and I think it would be a huge step forward in just throwing light on what occurs, whether it's legal, and if it's not legal, what might be done about it.